Red Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
This is Red Film Radio. I'm Mariane Morisawa from the Berlin Film Festival. I'm here with actor Clemens Schick, who plays Conrad in Praia do Futuro by Karim Aynos. I'd like you to tell me, what do you remember from your first meeting with Karim and...
Well, first I must say, I met Karim through his movies, because I was invited to the casting, and the only thing I got was one scene of the movie. I hadn't read the script, and even there was no sort of a treatment or nothing. But to prepare myself for the casting, I watched all the movies I hadn't seen yet of Karim. And luckily-wise, we have a very good video store here in Berlin, which is called Videodrome, and they have all the special movies of the world you can get. And I always go to them, and they said, I have a casting with this director. What movies do you have? And they had four films of Karim. And when I saw these movies, I knew that I want to work with this man. And then I went to the casting where he wasn't personally there, but, and I expressed very strongly into the camera, like talking to Karim, that I want to do this project. And then we met. There was another funny story as well, because of course I told my agency, I want to meet that director, and we all thought he's in Brazil. And then, like, after a while, we found out, okay, he's living in Berlin, in like 1 kilometer away from me. And so we met, and yeah, it was great. You know, Karim is a person he's a very passionate person, but he takes his time with every decision he makes, and so it was not a fast decision, or it was for him a fast decision, but he didn't told me. So we had several meetings, and the more I met him, the more it was clear to me how much I want to be part of this project. And then, as you already know, there was this funny meeting with Wagner, but then again we met each other when it was clear that we were going to do this movie, and we are both professionals, so we both knew, okay, it's not important how we feel private about each other. We are going to be the main characters with Jesuita Barbosa in this film, so we have to work together. But then, however it happened, today we call ourselves close friends, and we are.
You had to learn a few lines in Portuguese. Was that harder than doing? Was that hard for you? And was it harder than doing the so talked about sex scenes?
You know, there are very different challenges in this profession. Sex scenes are one, but there are others which are more difficult, in my opinion. Talking in another language you don't know, but still you have to be free as an actor. Especially, I mean, my character doesn't speak a lot, as you know, but there's one scene where I sort of open myself to Donato, and I tell him about my life and where I met this guy who I just lost, and you can't think about your text as an actor while you're talking. It's a nightmare. You see it in the eyes that you're not in the scene, but that you are in your script book. So we were working a lot on that. And I had to coach. And this was another challenge that Karim, as I just said, he never stops working on the scenes. So sometimes it happens that I was in the makeup at 5 o'clock in the morning, and we supposed to start shooting a very important scene. 1 hour later, 6 o'clock in the morning, and he came in the makeup bus, and he said, "I changed your lines." And I said, "Karim, you can't do that. How do you want me to?" And but at the end, it worked out. The insecureness of me, the actor, with the language, had of course an influence of the insecureness of the character.
I think one of the main beauties of the film is that it's made more of silence than of talking.
Language is more than words. When there's this scene where we're sitting in the train going to the airport, there's no dialogue, but there's like so many things they're saying each other and not saying each other, and so there's much more than dialogue, than words, which you can act out as an actor.
I think it's very interesting the way the film talks about what it is to be a man nowadays. And so was that something that you thought about or you talked about?
This is a film about masculinity. It's about motorbikes. It's about it's a film about soldiers. It's a film about lifeguards. It's about... And what I really liked is that the way the love story between all these persons is developed is that there's never a focus on the problematic that there are two men feeling something for each other, which is in lots of countries in the world, it is a problem to be gay or to love a man or to desire for a man or to grieve for a man. But this is what I love about this film, that as normal as it should be, Karim deals with it.
And how was the experience of filming Fortaleza for you?
I loved Fortaleza because I'm a total stranger in this place. And it's like at the beginning there's this surface which I see, which is the beautiful sea and the beaches and the people and the warmth and the sunrise and the sundown and the view, and everything is overwhelming. And then one day later or one moment later I see suddenly there was lots of, maybe there's some lots of poor people, and then there are rich people, and then and step by step I change my point of view and I get another perspective, and through the work I discover other areas of the city. And but still there were these moments where we were like, we had a, because of the light went off around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so we started really early every day, and then we stopped shooting around 4 because there was no daylight anymore. Then I went home to the hotel, and then I had my dialogue coach every day, so we met each other. And then we were sitting at the beach eating fish, and there was this, I mean, these are incredible moments of, I was trying to give them back when they were coming to Berlin, and I was trying to take care of Wagner, trying to show him Berlin, trying to, you know, when you're a stranger in a city, you're blind. Maybe the thing you're looking for is around the corner, 5 meters away from you, but you don't see it, because from where should you know? And to help the stranger to open his eyes, as I was helped when I was in Brazil, I loved it.
From the Berlin Film Festival, this is Mariane Morisawa for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.